they always have that sippy cup of grape juice.
You could control your kids also. Never.
Oh, sorry, my grandmother. Yeah. I used to bring my kids to the house, and my grandma would say,
"That's why
they're not behaved properly. You don't teach them, and that's the problem."
It's all in the parenting.
All our fault.
Because she did such a great job.
All in the grapes.
All the grapes.
The guy told me that he would come pick up the pamphlets, by the way. I met the guy who prints them all.
And he reuses them? He recycles them?
He told me he goes to the wooden shoe every second week and pick every once a month, picks up a whole box.
He prints all the pamphlets?
Yeah.
What does he do with the...
He recycles them.
Shames. He doesn't tap them. He gets paid by the people to pick him back up.
See, he dumps them here for free. That's a real money-making scam.
No, he gets paid to dump them.
By who?
By the people that make them.
Oh, you mean not by the people that ask him to pick them up? Not by us?
No. He gets paid by the people. If I want to put out a pamphlet, I pay you to print it.
Right.
To deliver it and to pick it up.
Why would you want to pick it up?
Well, he makes money.
Because shuls don't want it.
Then why are you putting it there to begin with?
Because people want to read it.
Because what else are you going to do about Shabbat davening?
The guy...
People don't want to read it.
No, that's not true. Hello. You have people that read...
I don't have a book.
You have people that
read... Okay, you have a book.
...to Bema every week.
Yeah.
Collection?
One person.
Okay, this week? Okay.
That's one person.
That's one person. But a lot of people come for specific ones. Like the Chabad one, a lot of people like it.
Nobody would know because it's not here.
Right. What happens to that every week? I throw it out?
Charlie's in charge.
Not on the camera.
What do you have against Chabad?
Wait, let's bring Yisrael. Let's circle Yisrael into this conversation. I got yelled at 3 years ago for Yisrael because I said something against Chabad. I got real mad at me. I still remember.
Coming from a guy who was a Chabad guy from India.
No problem with Chabad. Okay, you ready to roll? Pick Rather. We gotta get some more guys for the Bamtzia. The Bamtzia is a geshmak or easy masakh. Come on, let's go.
Because if you don't get more guys, what's going to happen? Easy.
It's easy in Bava Kama.
It's not the best.
Yeah, I think so.
He's the guy who makes the decision what's easy with her.
Yeah.
In fifth grade, you didn't learn Bava Kama.
Exactly, your first...
Bamtzia learned in fifth grade.
You think?
What did you actually learn Bava Kama?
They do?
Really? When?
Fifth grade?
You don't learn any Mitzvahs?
Nope.
Are you sure? I don't think you knew how to read then.
I didn't go to white
Mitzvah. You know what I'm saying? When your son was learning it then, I don't think you knew what the difference between the common Mitzvah was.
Probably, buddy. They still
learn the common Mitzvah. When they started, they were wild kids. The reason why you learn any Mitzvah is to show you the value of it. Any little thing.
Uh-huh. I mean,
wild kids are teaching
about that. They're not wild, don't forget. The modern kids are all very
proper.
Oh, so they're modern now.
I don't know, whichever way we say it.
Let's just start.
Okay, just joke. I don't know.
You stuck your foot up so hard, you can't.
All right, let's go. What a bitch.
That was a real point.
Wait
a
second, what were you saying about Chabad?
I got screamed at 3 years ago. Shuli said something about Chabad. I said, let's circle it.
I did not say anything. You?
Oh, I said something. Sorry. Shuli agreed. She didn't go.
I didn't say anything.
So I said, let's circle Yisrael because 3 years ago I got screamed at by Yisrael. Nehemiah.
That's called screamed at.
Then his wife would be getting mad every day.
Try me. You better deliver those diapers if you know what's good for you.
Man. You're a sheltered Lakewood boy that doesn't understand that there are other people other than your, like, exact...
You see, I get it again. There we go. I got it again.
So what the heck did you just say about YTT?
Now, three years.
Because look, you didn't learn anything. Look what you just said about YTT.
You tickled him under the table?
Like Newmark.
You expected something
different. Are you guys playing footsie? What's going on?
He's like Newmark.
What?
Doesn't learn his language.
You didn't learn anything. Again, you say somebody else's name.
Hello, the camera's on.
Yeah.
He didn't seem to be scared of anything.
By the way, if only the IDF would listen to this camera, the world would be over.
Last time, we got a phone call in the middle of the year from Netanyahu.
I hold this major album, by the way.
What?
That the kids in Lakewood aren't exposed to other communities. they believe that.
We are. We have YPP kids here.
Not this shul. Not this shul. Most shuls. Yeah.
Kids in Lakewood?
I live
in Ocean Point where kids are just exposed to...
The Ocean Point.
10-year age, and that's their entire world.
He's saying
it's even worse.
He's saying it's even worse. Yeah. And you're doing good.
You at least think people are post Lakewood.
No,
yeah,
they're
not.
Post Ocean. His kid doesn't know what Tiara is.
Hello, when I grew up, we had. Listen, when I grew up, we had the lunches down the block.
Burgers.
You had the burgers. We had
burgers.
We had the burgers across the street.
We had actually trees, and then the lunches came along.
Oh, okay, see, Tia.
Which one did you prefer?
The trees.
It wasn't the same thing. It wasn't the same thing.
No.
You know what it is. My father what he prefers. You know. Anyway, we used to have a guy on the block. Remember Shirelli? Tardo.
Shirelli, Tardo.
Those days are over. Hoffman, yeah.
Half
was like an Irish.
It's the Lakewood version. Of Irish.
My brother Brent
is the founder of YPP.
He's
the founder of YPP.
My brother Brent is typical. She drove to the hospital. Dawn, remember Dawn? That two-car hatchback.
Mm-hmm. It was a Shiloh. You can ask a girl. You know, it's still nice to drive.
My brother was the typical. Yeah. Anyway,
Charlie, is this true?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He wasn't around then. He wasn't even born.
Of course.
My brother burned himself. My brother took a hot cup at like social this time. Took a hot cup and took hot water, climbed up to hot water, and he was like sitting on the counter and the thing spilled and he burned himself.
You know where?
Who was it? Mushy?
Mushy, yeah. I mean, he's got seven kids. Everything seems to be working. let's go.
Okay. So Shalom Shudas, you couldn't just wait to have the Shabbos? You have to be Mahal Shabbos.
Trust me, that Shabbos was back and forth. You know, the kid was screaming like after a bris. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe Rabbi came running over.
No, maybe Rabbi did not come then.
Mm-hmm.
He did? Who called him?
Someone ran back.
Oh, ran over the fence, yeah.
Meir
Shlomo.
This was before
when Hesh fell down the steps.
What's
the cool. Hesh fell down the steps.
That's what happened?
The walkers?
That's
most dangerous, the most dangerous toy in the world? A walker? You ever see a walker?
You don't know what a walker
the little
is.
Baby toys?
No.
Oh,
the kid in it?
Yeah.
The kid
oh,
in
yeah,
wheels?
Yeah.
They should put like a little rubber ball around
and he fell down the steps with that?
Somebody left the door to the basement open. Sailed right down.
That does explain
something. In those days, we ran to Meir Shlomo and Rabbi Yehuda Kotzala, the Shabbos. We ran two blocks uphill and back uphill, both ways. We came back with him. He's like, yeah, he looks like he's doing good. Okay, I guess so. He hasn't recovered.
Years later.
Mechemia, metame atame.
Let me guess, Morty was the one who opened the gate.
No, we were not allowed in the
Lakewood
house. His father might have been sleeping.
You get the idea what's going on in that block. My father's block was the last block in Lakewood to have an Eruv. Nechemia, metame atame.
Or a light.
Or a light.
Still
better
without
a
light.
Or
normal family.
Nechemia, metame atame. You ready to roll? So, Reb Nechemia said like this. He said, there's two things that he said. He said that we just finished a memra, Lagabi, being Torim from one thing to the next. Torah, Tomei, Tomei, Torah. And what it says, Nechemia, Tomei, Tomei, you're allowed to be Torim. We said that if you have 10 barrels of Tomei and one is breaking, 10 barrels of Tevel and one is breaking, so you say that barrel should be the true, you're taking that for the rest of the barrels. So Gemara says, are you allowed to do that? Mitam minan, or tanya, tarra, tome, al tome, min atar, al tar, because the same species, same level, min atar, al tome, avalim, min atome, al tar. Min atome, al tome, lo yetiru, you're not allowed to litron. Elibish, only by suffix, by real tavel, you're not. So Gemara says, achram, mishodamai. You're right, over here we're talking about shodamai also. Easy does it. Amama. So now we're going back before we said that when it comes to shemen of a kohen, you're not allowed to lo yasekein because that's hefset for a kohen. And what I was trying to understand, why is it hefset for a kohen by shemen more than by wayin?
Okay.
So Gemara says, in the Hepsi Kray, Mashka Hashem and the Roy Lahadlik, Yainam Roy Ziluf. Ziluf is wine has a certain scent, sentimental. So Mela has a scent. So you could spray it and it gives a certain scent. So wine, so it also has a value, just like oil. We could name a Ziluf La Milsi, he tell me Ziluf means nothing. When you buy drinking wine is besela, umazalfum balung bishtaim. You see that the ziluf has a bigger value than drinking wine. Hakamaskin and bechadosh. There's no ziluf. Ziluf is only an old. But royal yashma, I can age it. Also be the color. Yeah, because you come to drink it in a while. So melo, you can't save it for the ziluf. So gemara shem and ame also be the color. Shem and ame oil also. Also comes with the kala. The manach kli mos, it's in a dirty kli, so in the mail it's not going to be called. You're not going to use it. The yain, what do you use shemen for cooking? So since you use it for cooking, it has a value for the coin. So much as shemen nami, yain nami manach kli mos. Also, you could put it into a dirty kli, so you don't have to worry about that kala.
And then
save it. Wait till it ages, and when it ages gracefully, then you put it for zilu. So what is hashel zil kabayle? The kli maos kamanachle. If you put it into hashel zil kabayle, the kli maos kamanachle. If you put it into a dirty kli, you can't use it as zilov. Zilov is a good smelling fragrance, fragrant, right? How do you say that word?
Heavy oil. Yeah.
Right. So, but if you put it into a dirty kli,
aroma.
It's useless. Aroma, right? Aroma cafe. The kli maos kamanachle. The takola atzma tanoi. The takola itself is tanoi. The tanya. To get out a little more, Yisrael. You understand what it is. Chavish al Yain shal Truma. He only knows Gelbstein's Cafe. He doesn't know anything. But he's got it.
Gelbstein's has a cafe?
yeah. Hillel used to bring up every week. They lost money after that 10 years. They realized Tessa's and Hillel, you know. Can't make money like that.
It's only the Tessa's reading
They sold the bakery, he said they should have to give away free to the whole family. You know, like Yeruchim sold half a graphite because I'm losing money every week. Tanachami Shal Yain Shal Truma Shal Didma.
A dollar off a graphite.
Tanachami, the Tanachami Shal Yain Shal Truma Shal Didma. You have a barrel of wine that's got become tame. B'sham Eimim Tishpach. Spill it out. Tishpach HaKol. You got to spill it out. One shot. You could do a spray ground. I go with a middle ground shita. The base, if it's in your house, tasazilov, because not a problem. Besada tishpach, because we worry about people going to come to use it and drink it and it's tummy, so somebody's going to come to be nichshol. Tishpach hakol. If it's old, tasa zilov, because then you could use a zilov. V'chadosh tishba, because you can't wait. Tishba hakol, because you can't wait. You can't wait till it becomes old, because it's in the meantime, someone might use it for cooking wine or drinking. You're short for kiddush. You go into the kitchen. You have this wine that you don't have, and you make kiddush, and you're done. Amaloi ein hachra shlishi machras. This third hachra is not hachra, because what was Lashon Rishmol said? Ani achria means he's saying I am a middle ground. You're saying a shita, and he's saying a shita. I'm gonna redirect the shitas and say a middle shita. And the way Rashi learns, and a lot of different ways to learn over here, but Pashtra is achra is where you say something and you say something, and I say I'm going in the middle. Over here, it's not none of them said any of these things. You're making up a new halacha of sada or old that
mostly did. We had a
older, but not the other one. Not by the Zodah. So that, you make up your own thing. Rashi says, Tam Atzchat, look at the Echemem, Shishnim Leiskiu, base of Zodah. Vechidam Achra, and Rashi goes on to say, when there is, where is the Achra? Achra means that you said something, and I'm in the middle. Over here, you didn't say anything. So this is a newfound Heter, or Isser. That's not called Achra. Okay, that was yesterday's daf. I don't know, maybe not. Imam Aloy, Atzal Shalcha. So now this guy says, I will save yours. I'll save yours. V'ata nursely the me shali. I'll save your honey. Make a deal. I'll save you honey. I'll spill out my wine. Save your honey. Your honey's worth a lot of money. And you'll pay me for my wine with $30. The honey's worth $1,000. The Gemara says, Amai, the name of him, Shatanibach. Why can't you say Shatanibach? Shatanibach means, it was like playing with you. I was joking around. Mila Tanya, we have this concept. Oresha Yabarech Beis Asurim. Guys run away from prison. You have a Berkshire, not Berkshire, what's it called? Rockshire transport right in front. You jump right in and say, guys, let's get the hell out of here. What's my verse of fun of? Rockshire is a real thing. My son went back with Yeshiva last night. Rockshire. I was laughing my head off. Should have taken a video.
He still takes any guy that goes to Muncie that didn't turn.
And he has the bikes. He had the bike shops connected to him.
Great.
No.
Hey,
so I'm name of him Shatani Bach. The guy's run away from prison. Voice of my virus.
You see
Israel,
how worldly we are?
Voice of my virus, yeah. He's been out worldly. Avi's kids came to Milchi yesterday with H&M's costumes. Not stop watching. Voice of my virus, the fun of, and there's a rock shy there.
I'm just glad they're wearing something.
I'm a loy.
I convinced them.
Let's be real. I'm a loy. Total dinner. Hey, take a buck. Vavirani. Now, dinner is overpaying. I'm running away from prison. I need to get out. So I'm willing. I tell you, listen, Raksha, here's $1,000. Get me out of here. Now, so you're way overpaying because it costs $30 a trip. A seat is $30. The whole van is, let's say, $500. You think, here's $1,000. Get me out of there. Don't wait out. Ain loy el scharoy. The guy only gets the regular schar. Whatever, you know, the $30. You don't pay the whole extra thing. You see, you could say, I was just telling you, I gotta get out of here. I really didn't mean to pay you the $1,000.
You don't have to pay for the empty seats?
Even if.
No, right now the Muslim standing not. Okay, Rakshar is the wrong lotion because Rakshar is many seats. Rakshar is many seats. One seater.
You have three tiers.
You have one seater, just a motorcycle.
He's not saying leave right now.
No, right now Rakshar has a lot of seats.
He's not saying leave right now. He's waiting for the regular time. He went on the boat.
We're not talking about a lot of seats, we're talking about one seat. So
the point is that Rakshar is not losing out.
Right, not losing out. The way I'm understanding now is one seat, right. And instead of paying $20 for the seat,
you're paying $1,000 over, or is paying
instead
just
of paying $20 for the seat, I'm offering you $50 for the seat. So I'm offering you extra money for this seat. Now, luckily, you don't pay the extra money. That extra $50 that you were going to give him, you could say, I was just in a rush, I had to get out of here, I didn't really need to give you extra money. I'll give you the $20, whatever your regular seat costs.
Reserve me a seat.
It's one seat, that's it. He has a rickshaw.
You should take that rickshaw bus.
That's the fastest way to get out of prison.
Vice about Vice, he says we don't know. Yeah, Vice about Vice.
Hold on, what was the word?
Rickshaw? I don't know how to say it.
Rickshaw.
You know everything, it's fine.
I know just enough to make a get it going. You could say, hey, ich spät in euch. Same thing over here. When I say I'm taking my wine out and I'll save your honey. So again, same shatani bach. No, I'm not paying you. So Gemara says, no, holy dummy, El Seifa. Our mission is not similar to that case. It's similar to the next case. Take this as pay and take me across the river. If I'm a guy who's fishing, now I could have caught 10 fish. Then you told me to go away from my job. Now you made me lose out. So same thing with Rockshire. If you come over to the guy and say, listen, I'll give you $1,000. I'll give you whatever, $500. Take me across the thing. You can't see him Shatani Bach because this guy lost out. He had a whole van of people waiting in the 10th and Madison. They're sitting there with their suitcase like this. This guy ran off with the whole van by himself. You owe me the money. I would have made $500. That's what Amish is talking about. So Shiloh, there's a bunch of Shilohs by Rami Rottenberg has a whole tshuva by Shidduchim. It means if I go to a shach and say, listen, I have a son, he's a shtickle, Yen Chevrovan, I need a shidduch for him.
Modern.
Y2K.
Y2K.
No. There are not that many options.
Anyway, he has shtickle Madana kid.
It's the same option.
Very sloppy kid. Anyway, I need a shidduch for him. And finally, you find a good shidduch, and you tell, okay, I want 15 grand for the shidduch. You get 15 grand? I told you 15 grand? Yeah, you said you'll pay me 15, 18, 20 grand. Okay, I was just trying to get you going. I'll give you $1,000 like everybody else gives. What, are you crazy? What's special about the shidduch? It's all right. I appreciate it. But so Shiloh's over there. Ma'aron Rambam says, the taka don't own the money. If the guy has a job, means if I have a regular job and I make money, and you tell me, listen, I want you to work on a shidduch for my son, and I work on a shidduch for my son, and I take away time from my job, then I lost money. But if I just, took your word for it, you just threw out a number there, just trying to entice me or whatever, you taka don't have to pay. Same thing by a doctor. By a doctor, it's a different job, because by a doctor, you're paying for knowledge. You're not paying for time that he took off from his job. Knowledge. But you, when you go to Beren, you're paying for the knowledge, or for the,
You're not paying for the knowledge.
You pay for the pills.
Or for the finger.
Shatav Nar Chamoroi.
Some people pay a lot of money for that finger.
Shatav Nar Chamoroi. So you say like this. You have a shotav nor chamoyra means the river carried away his donkey. So he says, and his donkey is worth less than his donkey, so he makes a deal. And the Mishnah has two cases. Mishnah has a case of wine and the case of donkey. What do you need both cases for? Tzricha. The Yeshua Kamai is the first case. When I take my barrel and I spill out my wine over there, I'm actually doing something for you. I'm spilling out my wine in the sewer so that I can pick up your dvash. It's happening by itself. The river's coming. It overflowed. The tide went ha and boom. You shouldn't have any schorah. We actually say, even if you make a deal, we actually say, v'hacha hu debestama ein le'el schorah. Shem melo. I'm also to be a dime, ein afu debestama yaw le'i, the mekula. By the case of a dime, and I spill out my wine, so always you should pay me for the full price. Because over there, I must did be a dime. Kamash one, that's it.
No.
That's what we need. Boy mnei rav kahana merav. Yorad lahatzil. Okay, this is a hot one. So he went down to go. I make a deal with Shuli. I'm going to matzel your stuff, and you're going to pay me fully. You're the hatzav ola shaloi me'elof. Now,
maybe this is your type of case.
Yeah. So this is a case where the river's coming, and Shuli says, "Listen, my donkey's worth nothing. A few bucks. Your donkey's worth. It's not even get it today with cars. You have this hurricane coming. So I got a nice car." Shuli says, "Listen, I got a jalopy. I got a garage. I only got one place in my garage. I'll put your car in my garage. My car, let it sail down the river." It turns out that his car did not get ruined. Right?
What was the deal?
The deal was, I'm going to save.
He puts his car in
the garage. Both our cars are going downhill. I'm going to save your car because it's a more expensive car for you, and you'll pay me. And you'll pay me for my car. It turns out that none of the cars got ruined.
Gets ruined in the.
Nothing got ruined, and he still wants the
money. Nothing got ruined. Now I want them. I still want the money because the mice, it's hefker. As soon as the storm came, it's zut shayah. Rashi says, "Let's just see."
We have a word for that type of guy.
Merav. Yerav lahatziv olshoy me'elamal. So Rashi says, "Olshoy me'elamal." Miyam mikar da afker kiibud on me. Mice, I was masking my car and mechayv lo yehich l'shlumei. V'adu zochem be'marim mafkera. I do makiv nesolik solik. So Gemara says, it comes from Shemayim, and I do have to give it to him as if it died, if I lost it, double down on it. You have to have Safa, listen to the story.
And I get to keep my car.
Yeah.
Real winner this one.
You really did a game against
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
This is what happens to Livey every day.
That's what happened with the three Tesla. He's saying, I don't know what's going on. He went out on a, this is a very interesting case. I guess he must have gone with Mike Tyson. This lion escorted them along. It was a like a protecting lion. It wasn't a regular lion. It was a tame lion. You'll see in a minute. Kol Alyo Kashod Lechamro. Every night they would throw a donkey to this lion. That's how he ate. The Chamanai v'kachol. And he would eat it. He would rip it apart. Yeah. Kimat Zimid of Safra, when it was his night to give a donkey, Shod Lechamro, he gave it v'leachle. The lion didn't eat it. A miracle. Kodim of Safra v'zachave. So he grabbed back his donkey. Only have Achdi Lavina, Lamal Lamiskibe, Nidhi Afgra, the Ari Afgra, Diet Kulal Amle Afgra. When he was Mafgra, it's only on condition that the lion eats it. It wasn't Stam Afgra. You know, take it back. Of course it's yours. So Amle Afgra, Rafgra Musud of it. Really, you're right. But the Rafgra Musud of it.
Not our halacha.
Not, the Rav the Moshe David, right over there. It's not like Allah. Right.
Over there, he's saying it's not Hefka.
It's not Hefka. Hitaka didn't have to do it.
Here he's saying
Hitaka didn't.
I don't have to make a new kinyan on my car. It's mine.
Saying you didn't have to do it because it's mine. Because you only mafka for Ari. It's different in that case. Over there, you're only mafka for the animal.
It's protection.
So, but he had to make a kinyan back on it. If somebody else would have come and taken it?
No, he didn't have. Didn't have to make a kinyan back. It's only Ravka Milsa. Over there, he didn't have to make a kinyan back.
But by the
cup, because you only gave it for the Ari to eat it. The Ari doesn't eat it. Of course, I'm not.
So what's the kadim? Rashi says he did it before anybody else could take it.
Right. That's the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's hamina was that he had to do it because it's hefker, like our Gemara. And Gemara says no. By the line is different. He really didn't have to do it. It's only Rav Chaim Milsa. A Tosfos asks a question from the Gemara Bar Metzia for those that went to regular yeshivas.
I'm asking my shkocha protas.
And it's Aaron Matthias.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Shkocha
protas.
This is
so,
my
shkocha protas. Over there it says, is a line. Dave is a bear. Over there, if there's something goes in front of a lion and a bear, you mean yaish automatically. So it wasn't the Hassan Vade Shari Ba Litra. Listen, chapel, this is what you were asking. The over there, in the case of Bar Matzia, the Ari is a not a tamed lion or bear, and they come to rip apart. Over here was a tamed down lion. It was a watch lion. I know such a thing. No, every night.
You fed him.
Right.
And he ate it.
Yeah, that's what lions do.
So he expected it to eat it.
No, I understand, but it's not automatically in the Siyah Shabbat. Because over there, they grab whatever they see. Over here, it's not. Look what I said. You didn't finish Jesus. If he's full, the loyachal.
Was he ever full before?
The third night. The whole thing was that Ari's going to eat it. If the Ari, for whatever reason, that day caught a bunch of maizelach, he doesn't eat it. He's good to go.
Obviously, Ben Arshamayim, the story.
Toys is saying that he only gave it. This was not a type of lion that just rips apart when he sees a regular lion. You're right. The case of Bar Matzia, the Moshe's Yeshiva's case, is that. But not over here.
He's tripling down.
I can't believe
they
don't know.
At one point, he's going
to bite back. I'm going to talk to them today. Anyway. Brahim Rav Mirabi Yorad. Mirabi.
That's
part of
the Yeshiva for us, the kids.
Did you record the conversation?
You ready? Brahim Rav Mirabi. Yorad Lahatzil, V'loi Hitzomau.
Any
other money?
No, this is the most
money
issue.
I
think Chabad's opening
a
place.
Yeah, hello, watch what
you do. You can't finish the building on Cross Street.
But
the building is huge.
Chabad. Huge.
It's pretty big.
All of 1,200 square feet.
No, it's not.
Blame me, Rav Merebi.
Place on Central.
Is that Chabad?
It's the same guy.
No.
That's
Torolinks.
Next door, the white girl. They've got a building in the building now. Yeah. Cleanest mikvah in Lakewood.
Heck, clean mikvah in Lakewood.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
We'll take your word for it.
It is. They even have a guy dug a tunnel on the. Let me know, Mervy. Yorad Lahatil. The Lord Hitzel.
10 o'clock shop is there.
Yorad Lahatil Hitzel. Okay, listen, pay attention. A guy went down to Yamatil. To go save Roy Hitzel. The Maisa, he didn't save. Mao, I'm like a Zushela. It's a good question. Anyway, I'm scar, you didn't do anything. So you only get scar, you don't get the whole job.
Ace.
Ace, I saw you because I'm Poyal. Lahavi Kruv. You know what Kruv is? And Dermiskin. Dermiskin is prunes. Or somebody says a dry fish. It's like some kind of other herb. Yeah,
herb.
But the miskin lechaylo, v'halach matzah shemais. He finds that the guy died, or shehivri, or the guy got better. So basically, you go do something, and the guy's, thank you very much, really appreciate it, but we're good. Notice my scar mishalom. Over there, you pay full. Over there, you didn't either do what you did. Amalei mi dami hasam avish shlich shechusa. We're talking about over there. He actually did the shlichus. Guy got better. Hakol avish shlich shechusa. He didn't do nothing. Tashma tama. This is a group of guys going in the Midbar. In the old days, it was dangerous, you know, especially if you weren't a gun-carrying community. This is a group of gangsters got up there to kill him, and you paid him off. The Meiri learns this, that you basically look at each guy, how much cash he had in his pocket, and that's how you split it. It depends on what you brought along. You brought along 1,000, you brought along 5,000. Now I realize all the pockets are empty now. So you give it Levi Mama. You don't split it with this 10 people. You don't split it, let's say, you know, that's not the way you split it.
Evenly.
Vim Scharai Tire, you hire the guy, what was the guy, the tall guy's name? Forgot already.
Christoph.
No, not Christoph, the other guy, the Jewish guy.
David,
no, with the pony.
Ellie,
yeah. He had a different name, no? Pony.
Ellie.
Yeah, okay. Misakai.
What's the Ellie?
Ellie Pony.
So close-minded. Misakai Tire. How do you name? You hire a guy, a tall guy. Mechash with Avu Finefashis. Then you do with Finefashis. Late Finefashis. Leishan and Minika Chamar. You don't change from the Minik of the tour guide as. Rishon and Achamar and Lahasnis.
Walk all the way up the steps.
Shekam Misha Yevin Lechamoroi Yam Lechamor Achat. You can make a deal that anybody who loses their donkey will you'll replace it. Because you're a mamid, and if it's on purpose, something happens. Pshia, you don't. Because you're mamid and loy. Because you're a mamid and shaloy. Because you're mamid and loy. You do. Remember, Tnuli Vani Ashma. Ain't shaymin lo. You don't listen to them. Pshita, of course. Let's richa. Is the cham rachino. Ma'atim ha'kan mintalei. Kamashon shayin trus the cham trus the beitrei. Means when a guy's watching, you would think since he's anyway watching his own donkey, so he's doing the watch anyway. So what's the difference? No, he says no. You would think that two donkeys is a better watch. He'll watch yours even more. Kamashon no. Once he's watching, he's watching. What does it mean? What does it mean? Minig hachamarin. I saw somebody brings down that three times makes a minik. I think the third year that Yisrael has the minion in his house, it's already a minik.
There's no industry standard? Each person individually needs 3 years?
No, minig chamar. What's a minig chamar? How does it become minig chamar?
Industry standard.
How does industry standard happen? That three people in the industry, do it. Huh? Right, what's industry standard? When can you return stuff in Tatini?
Lakewood's not industry standard.
8 minutes.
And then 8 minutes, you're lucky you get 8 minutes. You can't leave the store.
Seven days.
If you breathe on it, you buy it.
Is it like that, Maki? They're making fun of you.
7 days.
I like the teenager's return policy. What is it, 2 months?
7 days. If there's yatif in between, then there's no days.
Talk to me during work hours. You're
a Lakewood kid. Can't answer that question. So not the anyway, you went to YDQ?
The whole
week.
So
not the five. Dara
Abana.
You like Hello?
No, it's not.
You like Sunday. It's not if you buy it on a Sunday.
No, you buy it on a sale, you don't have...
He told Max Sunday.
No. You kind of be weird. On a sale, you kind
of
be weird.
That means I turn a whole bunch of all our workers. You know, you have a whole group of waiting there. It's 5 o'clock.
Most of them are store credit.
By the way, you can't use store credit. All
right. No two offers can be combined with any other offer.
And you can't return after 6.
You have that rule?
There are no returns after 6.
That, that back rule is disgusting.
The worst.
Well, it has to be back by 10 o'clock.
You can't use store credit on a sale.
This is why people don't shop in Jewish stores.
They go off there.
That's
a different reason. They go to YTT.
They go there and they go to YTT.
And YTT, you can use credits?
Well,
I'll tell you
one thing. YTT, you pay.
You can get it from Totini and you can put it towards your tuition.
Right, right. YTT. No, I did, but they raised it. I gave from Totini the return to them. And they took it.
Didn't
give any money?
No.
There's no. It's not necessary.
Sorry
about it.
What was the big raise it?
You're doing something. Hello, you're doing a Shasathon, no?
Yeah.
You're riding on the Shas.
Riding on the
shots. Sunday, was this Sunday?
Sunday.
Where are you holding? Where are you holding? Where's your page holding?
1,000
left. 1,000
left?
Did I get you already?
Did I
get
you
already?
Give me 10 minutes in.
Turn him on. Turn him on. And all of a sudden, the waves came, and it's gonna drown the whole boat. The kiru maso, and they threw out stuff. Mechashel li masoi.
And you know that's true.
They threw out stuff. So you mechashel li masoi. If everybody's weight, what they put on, they mechashel mammon. You don't go with the money. Rishon minig asafanim. Whatever the minig asafanim is, rishon asafanim has to come. I'm gonna give you another boat. Ugly is kushya. If it's a pshia, hey mamidun. Shall I be kushya mamidun?
That's why I have one boat.
What happened? The boat went in a place where you weren't supposed to go. By the way, you could walk across Lake with Lake. They made a bridge now, so you could bring your boat across the whole thing.
Bridge
across Lake with Lake.
Only Friday night.
What's the name for Shabbos?
Okay.
Only Friday night you're allowed to walk on.
No.
What's the point of it?
Oakland. What happens is there's a certain depth to the water in different times of the year. So sometimes you go out further, sometimes you got to come in closer. The opposite, right. So then when you can't come in, it's close. So this guy went to the Nisan Ma'achich Chadashi, one rope away. With Tishri Ma'achich Treyishli, you have to keep two rope distance. Because also, you have a Nisan Ma'achich Tishri. He went, Ma'achich Tishri, Ma'achich Dovshay, Nakiv Azil. He's so used to it. Ma'achich, no, that's a problem. Zakti Gemara, Tarman, Shayar Shay, Samarach, and Midbar. You have a group of folks that were in the middle of Amad Guy's Purpha, Amad Echaman the Hitzel. This guy went and he fought off the gangsters, very Negev, by the October 7th. October 7th, there was guys who fought off the whole kibbutz, L'chayra was ugly Ibud. If you would have let these Gazanians in, and one guy who fought the whole kibbutz off, do they own everything in the kibbutz? It's a big shiloh.
Don't the kibbutzim work that everybody owns everything?
The hitzel. And he was matil, hitzel answer. It goes to everybody. Vim Omar, if this guy says, Ani atzel atzmi, I'm saving the whole kibbutz for myself, hitzel atzmi. Hey, Kadami. Idi yakla hatzel atzmi, I'm saving Ami. Lemtel. He said. A shutif could split from his friend even if his friend doesn't want. Amar pligi, loy amar loy polik. Rav Amar, a different case. Talking about parlas, you're talking about workers. The Chalav, the Amar, a parlas yochel achshav afil chatsiyam. A parlas can leave his job. There's no such thing as I'm tied down to you. I'm tied down to Hashem. I'm not tied down to you. The Rav, the Amar, a parlas yochel achshav afil chatsiyam. The commonly hard to be as long as he didn't leave. Kibushus the balas, then he works for the chaplain. The hard to be time achrin. What's the reason? I work for Hashem. Depends what he does. Depends how he uses it. Zok the Mishnah. And new Perek. We have 14 Mishnahs left. Just letting you know, and we'll finish this Masechta. And then we start Marcus, right?
That's just his glasses shining.
Yasha Koach, the pleasure.